On the Southeast AgNet, it's today's Ag News. Hello, I'm Frost Burke with this week's Commissioner Spotlight featuring Florida Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. Welcome, Commissioner.
Thanks, Frost.
Today, we're going to focus on your department's Division of Standards. People may not realize how much that division's work helps them in their day-to-day activities.
Our people at the Division of Standards do important work. To start with, the quality of the gasoline, kerosene, diesel, and fuel oil that we buy is ensured by inspection and analysis of such things as octane rating and sulfur content. Antifreeze is tested for its freezing and boiling point and for chemical content. Brake fluid must also pass strict standards to determine its boiling point and purity.
Sounds like a big job.
Last year, our labs around the state analyzed more than 64,000 samples of petroleum fuels, antifreeze, and brake fluid.
And it's also the Division of Standards that makes sure commercial scales are working correctly.
More than 71,000 weighing and measuring devices were inspected last year, including the many livestock scales and truck scales on which farmers rely. Another important role of the division is to standardize grain samples for use in testing moisture-determining equipment at commercial grain elevators.
The division is also charged with the safety regulation of LP gas in Florida.
Our responsibility for LP gas safety begins when the product enters state borders and continues until the product is safely consumed by the public. Last year, we issued nearly 9,000 LP licenses and conducted more than 4,000 LP gas facility inspections.
And the Division of Standards also inspects fair rides.
That's right. Except for those rides at large permanent amusement parks, the Division of Standards regularly inspects and permits all amusement rides.
Lots of responsibility. Thanks, Commissioner Bronson. The Commissioner's Spotlight is a weekly feature of today's Ag News on the Southeast AgNet.